With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Lawyer and writer Andrew Vax carries with him a permanent sense of anger. He's the author of Striga, Bluebell, and Hard Candy, novels that focus on child abuse. Shortly after graduating from college, Vax began working in Cleveland as an investigator for the U.S. Public Health Service.
The sexually transmitted disease that scared us the most then was syphilis. It's way before anybody even conceptualized AIDS. And the idea was, if you were to interview every person that actually had the disease and obtain from them an actual list of all their sexual contacts, and find every one of them, and find every one of their contacts, you could literally eradicate a disease.
That didn't happen, of course, but the work led to Vax's discovery that children in untold numbers were being sexually abused. There was no other way infants could contract syphilis.
I really literally never conceived of sex with infants until that job.
At first, Andrew Vax rejected the idea of such abuse.
There must be some other way this child got venereal disease. You want to say to yourself, after the first and second and third and fifth and 20th time, it's perfectly obvious to you that this is but one way it could have happened. And the next emotion is this kind of blind, crazed anger. You feel like you're dealing with subhumans.
Today, Andrew Vax's legal specialty is defending abused children. His novels are blunt and violent. In his most recent book, Hard Candy, published by Knopf, Vax's hero, ex-con Burke, uncovers a safe house for kids that is anything but safe. In Bluebell, now out as a paperback, Burke goes after a ghost van whose occupants are murdering teen prostitutes. Not for the squeamish. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Lawyer-writer Andrew Vax is still feeling the effects of a broken jaw and cracked ribs as the result of his experience as head of a maximum security facility for violent juveniles in Massachusetts. And once in a while, the malaria he contracted in Biafra returns. Vax went to Biafra in 1969 to determine why aid sent to that war-torn country wasn't reaching its victims.
It was like hell with sunlight. There were no rats there. That's the most profound way I can explain that there was no food. That was the weapon of war.
The hero of Vax's novels, ex-con Burke, who has no first name, is also haunted by Biafra as he seeks out the people Vax calls maggots, who prey on children. But Vax says Burke is no white knight.
If you're going to have a tour guide through hell, the tour guide has to be qualified.
Burke grew up a ward of the state and drifted into crime and prison.
Began as a violent criminal and believes that he's at the point now in his own rehabilitation, where he can survive off his wits. That is to say, he's still a practicing criminal, but instead of armed robberies, they're far more elaborate scams.
Burke surrounds himself with a bizarre group of friends who have, in many ways, abandoned society.
What Burke wants to do is not participate. He doesn't want to have a social security number. He doesn't want to have a driver's license. He doesn't want to pay taxes.
Burke is back in Andrew Vax's most recent thriller, Hard Candy, as well as the 1988 novel, Bluebell, just out in paperback. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.